Welcome to Munchkin Land, a podcast where we play games. And this week, we are back to playing Munchkin. And I don't know, it's been a while, but a while ago, we played the Munchkin Marvel edition from USAopoly and Steve Jackson Games. And yeah, we thought it was okay, but USAopoly specifically said Marvel Munchkin plays really well with any other Munchkin game, including Super Munchkin. So we're going to take them up on the challenge this week by combining the Super Munchkin and the Narrow Escape with the Marvel Munchkin set to see if this changes the superhero component of the game. Any predictions, Rob?
I think it might be a little more challenging.
Okay.
Because it'll add the typical screw your friends over cards that most of the Munchkin games have that Marvel seemed not to.
Yeah. Brian? And,
I think it should be interesting. It should help dilute the crazy stacking bonuses that Marvel seemed to be getting.
So, and Brad, what about you?
I'm already having more fun because I'm playing my Coulson Operations Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. in a budget HQ. And so
not with a classic car.
Yeah. And so I'm really already, it's like, I've jammed Coulson into a budget HQ. This is going to be awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Brian, what do you have? What are you playing?
I am playing an espionage agent who gets a +2 bonus when in combat alone. I'm going to place accused of causing violence in children to go up a level.
Oh, boo.
So I can then attach a +2 bonus, power, a rank 2 power, enhanced agility, which also gives me +2 to run away.
All right.
And I'm wearing Mylar armor, which keeps me in mint condition for a +3 bonus.
Okay, cool. I am a S.H.I.E.L.D. tactical agent. I get a +2 to fight a monster you found by kicking open the door. I'm also a techno, quick fix. That's my class. When you lose an item to a trap or bad stuff, you may discard 3 cards instead and keep the item. Miniaturization. Any 2-hand items is only a 1-hand for you. And my armor is crystal armor. It gives me a +3 bonus. And I will also go up a level by rescue little Susie to go up 1 level. So there we go. I'm at a 2. Rob,
what
about you?
What's the text on that?
Oh, it says something about I can use that to help a friend to go up a level or interrupt someone else's thing.
Combat. Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
I am a recruiting agent, which means each of my currently non-existent allies gets an extra +1 combat bonus. I've got Thor's helmet, which is a +3 bonus, and Namor's ankle wings, which is a +1 bonus. I am also going to use a go up a level card, the Daily Bugle. Any press is good press, right? So I'll be level 2, so I can have the power super speed, which gives me a +2 bonus, the ability to steal items, and a +1 to run away.
The winged warrior runs ahead.
Brian has had this weird theory that Rob should never go first.
Because he gets some sort of crazy card bonus.
Yes, he gets some kind of crazy card bonus. So, Brad, because you rolled the highest on the die,
yay,
we will let you go first this time.
All right, well, I'm gonna start by playing a new costume on my Coulson guy here, which lets me go up a level to level 2.
Hey, everybody's just to level 2.
You felt left behind, didn't you?
I did. And... he's now a flaming Coulson. He has a +4 bonus flames, which is a power rank 2. So, flaming Coulson. And I will kick down a door. Shebang. And it is a level 6 claw. -3 against Black Panther. +3 if there is music playing in the room. +6 if vibranium is in play when he enters combat.
No vibranium here. Vibranium.
Okay, bad stuff deafened by the sonic attacks. You cannot respond to requests for help until you go up a level. Oh, that's cute. I didn't remember that from last time.
It's because we probably kicked his butt the second he hit the board.
Yeah.
I fought him last.
I'm going to need a little something. There are 2 treasures. Steven, you never seem to be much of a threat to me. Would you like to get into this?
Sure, I'm hitting at a 5.
All right, so 5 and my... I've got 6. No, I tied him. Okay, yeah. So we've got 11. All right.
Yeah, I'll do it for a treasure.
All right. Awesome. 1, 2, 3.
Smashed.
Bang. Okay. The first treasure are reboots. Oh, that's neat.
Nice.
Sounds good with Marvel. And rope attached way up high. The reboots are footgear. When any player draws a face-up door at the beginning of his turn, you may immediately discard these boots, forcing him to discard that door and draw another. Oh, that'll be good about the end of the game. And rope attached way up high gives you the flight ability, +1 to run away. Extra flight items do not increase this bonus. Or you can discard the card to turn a failed runaway roll into a success. Steven, I'll let you have first choice there, even.
I think I'll take the boots.
I think you will. I don't blame you. All right, I will take the rope attached whip burning high.
Which is surprisingly not a Marvel card, but definitely a reference to Spider-Man.
Yes. In fact, there's a little.
Totally not Spider-Man on there?
Yeah, totally not Spider-Man hanging there. Yep.
Arachno guy.
Brian.
Down to five?
Down to eight.
Oh.
My Coulson lets me have two extra cards, and his budget HQ lets me have one extra card. So I
have
a eight.
He's not going to charity ever.
Wow.
Let's see. All right, fine. I will kick down this Marvel door.
Did you up a level?
For a trap.
I did not. Thank you.
Until you go up a level, you cannot ask for help or be a helper in combat. Keep this in front of you as a reminder. All right.
That was the Secret Wars card, by the way, because the Secret Wars is just that cool.
It's a trap?
Well, just that.
Oh, okay.
It's like the lamest trap ever.
Okay.
Secret Wars.
Which one?
Yeah, any Secret Wars. Most recent, which I never did finish reading.
Which kind of makes me sad. Necessary. I guess I will just loot the room.
It was interesting.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It explained why all the new Marvel books were the way they were.
The story wasn't bad.
Okay. All right.
I have to get rid of a card.
You
here.
Do.
It's worth finishing.
Okay.
I guess you're in the lead. Retroactive continuity. Played all upon right. will.
Oh, thank you. Choose one origin to discard. If you have no origins, lose a level. Aw, I'm down to level two.
Way to go.
What rank is your power?
Thanks. Two.
Ah, darn.
Wow. Yeah. Well, let me kick you when you're down, Brad. That's good. Thanks, Brian. That's nice. Hey, well, lose a level and, oh, can I hit you more?
I've got a power that I'm going to play. It's called Bond by Talking About Sports. When it's your turn and you are in combat, you may demand help from any male rival, and they must help you without reward. Discard three cards to use this power. So I can enable it, but I'm not using it. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Kick down the door. Kaboom. To defined origin, a stub toe. Play this card on any player at any time except during combat. You may have one extra rank of power. So I guess that just goes into my...
Goes in your hand.
Goes in my hand.
You can have any number of origins. They just are in play, like powers or classes. Oh, okay.
All right. And then I will go looking for trouble. And I will go up against a level 3 tacky man. I firmly believe that this guy showed up in Spider-Man number 3. Any card played to help tacky man except another monster counts for twice the bonus. Bad stuff. Dang. He has no class, and now you don't either lose your classes. I would lose my techno class. This is from the Narrow Escape set. Level 3, I'm beating it by a lot. 3, 2... Smash. Man. And one level, one treasure. Let's see. What is this? Oh, it's a hit item, I guess. I will now equip a +2 bonus Black Bolt's tuning fork. An extra +3 for Inhumans. But I am not Inhuman yet. And I'm done.
All right, I will kick down the door. Level 8, IRS agents. We know where you live. +3 against anyone with no secret identity. Level 11. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'll help you for a treasure, Rob.
I would offer, but I can't because I'm apparently secretly fighting a war over here.
Shh, it's a secret.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll accept the help.
All right.
I assume you add at least 3 or four?
I add 6 or so. 6.
6? Okay. So we are at 4 to its 11.
Awesome.
And deaded?
All right.
All right. You get one, a giant magnet, and a variable bonus. Sidekick, robot double. You get a bonus equal to your level.
Ooh.
I'm going to take that and let you have the giant magnet.
Fair enough. Giant magnet.
Mostly because the sidekick and allies should be the same thing.
Yes.
Which means he gets a +1 because of my agent ability.
Sidekicks and allies are the same thing.
Yes.
Good to know. All right. There are no team affiliations in Super Munchkin, right?
Not in Super Munchkin.
Okay. All right.
Pass the turn.
All right. I will kick down the door. Shebang. Trap. Zoning paperwork. I lose my HQ.
Oh no.
You got to wait to avoid traps.
Wow.
Do you have something to wish away those evil things?
Like some reboots?
No, I wish I had a reboot. Aw.
Oh.
Wow. Well, my budget HQ sucked anyway, so.
It was mostly unnecessary.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's that's too bad, Brad. There.
All right.
This goes here.
Can I go looking for trouble?
You can.
Or you can loot the room.
You can loot the room or look for trouble.
You can do either
of those.
Loot
the room.
Those are both options.
You don't have to show.
I don't have to show. Oh.
Yeah, you loot the room.
Secret.
I showed it was a cheat card. Okay. That's awesome. All right. Carry on, people.
All right. Kicking down this super door. To reveal level 20 big old planet eater guy, of course. Will not pursue anyone of level 5 or below. All right.
Run away.
Run away.
Is there anyone?
This is where we need a superhero.
We can't help you.
You can't ask us.
Son of a crap. All right. Yeah. Fine.
You see, the funny Marvel references are so much better than the actual Marvel references.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the nice things about Munchkin, obviously, is the punny
tongue-in-cheek
humor that it has. I will kick open a door to discover a super Munchkin. I may have all of these cards and powers of everybody because I'm super.
Not quite what it says.
No. You can have up to two classes.
He's paraphrased.
Or one class with none of the drawbacks.
Classes?
Exactly.
What are classes?
Like techno, I think there's a mutant. Geeky one, mutant, and something else.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, that's why Super and Star Munchkin are fun together.
Yes. You can see a mutant.
Oh, nice.
And I think I will loot the room. Oh, and now I'm an exotic techno. Power switch. In combat, you may discard a single monster from your hand, and using its level instead of yours. It may not be enhanced. Weird weakness. Correct. When you face a monster whose name, not counting the, starts with the same letter as the current day of the week, you are at a -6.
So M?
For the listeners at home, it is Monday.
It is Monday.
Munchkin Land Monday.
Munchkin Monday. Okay, and I'm done.
Kick down, Zidor. Trap. Kryptonite. Choose one power to discard.
Oh.
I'm no longer super fast.
Oh, well.
Something confused me somewhere.
We're playing with four different card backs, so it's really hard to keep track of what pile is which.
There's a...
Okay.
Yeah.
They're all...
These are treasures.
Yeah, they're all in the right spot.
Yep.
Except for that.
Which... Yeah, look on the backs and...
Probably go bearish.
Turn it so some of them are facing the wrong way, though.
Those really annoy Rob.
I know. Completely distract him. Totally put him off his game.
I'm going to go looking for trouble. To fight the tinfoil chef. Level 5, he has a recipe for doom, but it only serves one. No one can help you in this combat.
Doom.
But he's 5 to my 3, 4, 5, doom. 6, 7, 11. So anybody going to screw with him?
Couldn't care less.
But now Rob's up to level 4.
Yes, and I get two treasures out of that. And they're marble treasures. So
two marvelous treasures.
Well, all right.
Yes.
Let's see what those two marvelous treasures are.
Very resplendent marvels.
I will keep them both in my hand currently.
All right. Well, Flaming Magnet Man is going to kick down the door. Shebang. And it is a trap suspended animation. Lose
that
your
one
next
stinks.
Turn. This is the stupidest. If it is your turn right now, your turn is over. Skip to the charity phase, discarding any cards played if you were in combat.
Yeah. So you just lose your turn.
Well, I don't lose, but do I lose my next turn also?
No.
No. Your turn is over right now.
Okay.
Oh. So it's not quite so bad.
Because it does say the very first words are lose your next turn.
Yeah.
If it is your turn right now, your turn is over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't lose my next turn?
No.
That's what you're saying? Okay. All right. That's very kind of you.
The current turn is your next turn.
Stupidest card ever.
All right. So, all right. Kicking down door. I am now a mystic.
Ooh.
You may discard two cards to reroll any die roll you make. The original roll does not count. Sorcerer's Soul. Anytime you are killed, you may choose to lose a level instead of dying.
That's nice.
Yeah. I will loot the room. Hey, Will. Trap.
Because.
Roll the die and discard that many cards from your hand. Age of Ultron.
What the hell? I'm in last goddamn place.
Yeah, oh so am God. I. Oh,
Jesus. Six. Oh, no.
Discard that many cards?
Yes.
No. Wishing ring. Cancel that trap.
You should use that wishing ring to keep your headquarters.
And then I wouldn't have it now, would I?
Yeah, the headquarters wasn't really doing a whole lot for him.
Yeah.
Trap should go here.
Jesus,
you just seem like here. The best person to
it's all going in the book, Brian.
Trap that gets rid of cards in the hand, too.
Charming, smiley Brian, and look what he does. There he is.
I'm going to kick open the door to discover a level 9 Sister Blister. Mm. You did not have permission to mutate, +3 against mutants. Thank goodness I'm not a mutant.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, just is Inhuman a mutant?
No.
All right.
Not mechanically.
Bad stuff. You will obey, lose any cheat cards you have in play, and the items they were used.
So are they flavor-wise?
I'm sitting at she's at a 9. I'm currently at 3.
At odds right now.
4, yeah. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Well,
8.
In
plus,
universes.
You get a +2 to fight a monster you found while kicking open the door. So I'm at a 10 against its 9.
Well, no, the X-Men and the Inhumans are not exactly on friendly terms.
I am now.
616 reality.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sister Blister comes with some shield tech. +2 to Sister Blister.
+2 to Sister Blister. So she's one ahead of me.
So no mutants are being born again.
I'm going to use my Terrigen crystals.
Cyclops attacked Black Bolt because.
+3.
Wow.
For me. So I'm up by 2.
All right.
I'm sorry. Rob and I were having a whole
side
conversation over here about current Marvel continuity. I'm not going to do anything mean to you.
3, 2, 1. Yeah. Smash. 3 treasures. All right.
There's a lot of interesting things going on in current Marvel continuity.
Yeah.
3. +1 level.
Not all the stories are really holding up as well, but
Blister.
Like, the big picture is really cool.
Shoot.
And treasures. And I got a cape. Gives you flight ability. +1 to run away. Item does not increase this bonus. Let's see. I will bank a Loki's helmet.
Looks like it does more than a Black Bolt's helmet.
Does it? It's got a +2 bonus.
Yeah, but it's also got a giant block of text.
Yeah. So I'll just swap those two out. You may discard your whole hand, minimum 3 cards, to trick a single monster instead of fighting it. Discard the monster and take its treasure, but do not gain levels. If there are other monsters in the combat, fight them normally.
Oh,
so Loki's a wizard.
Yep. And my final one that I'm going to have is a +2 bonus per empty hand called Force Fists. Dun, 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 dun. And I'm done.
All right. I'm going to kick down the door. I'm going to kick one door. +4 bonus flames, power rank 2.
Woo. I have +4 bonus flames, power rank 2.
Yes, you have the narrow escape version.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
This is the original version.
You have the wide escape version.
Yes. So what is my current 3, 4, 8, 12, 17? It seems like a bad plan. I'm going to loot the room. Steven, you are currently tied for the lead.
I suppose.
Actually, you know what? I'm just going to charity. I'll charity to Brad.
Aw, thanks, man.
Can you do that when there's a tie on the...
Yeah, you choose.
Oh, okay. I thought you had to discard in that case.
No.
You're tied for...
All right. I'm going to play my new charity to Falcon Ally. Because, there you go.
That's literally the worst card in my hand.
Aw. It's my best friend now.
Kicking down a door.
All right. Kicking down a door. I get a level 4 crossbones.
Cap's not on the field.
He is not in play, so that's annoying.
It's Scarlet Witch, because she'll enclose him in a bubble and make him blow up. Spoiler alert.
Hey, wow. You blew the first 5 minutes of a movie. Yeah. All right. What are we doing here? Oh, he's level 4. I get him creamed. I got 4 flames and 4 on my magnet. I got 10.
Do you now?
10. With my level 2, and so +1 for Falcon makes me 11. Ooh, look, me and Falcon are going to fight crossbones. Isn't that cute? All right. So there you go. 3, 2, 1. Bang. Killed him. All right, I get 2 treasures and a level. I get to do the treasures face down.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, look at that. That's so cool. You have no idea what these are.
Brad, what is your current total bonus?
My current total bonus? I have a power rank 2 that gives me plus 4 bonus, and I have a giant magnet that gives me plus 4 bonus, and my ally falcon gives me plus 1 bonus.
So what's the total of that?
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
And what's your total bonus?
17, I think I said. 4, 8, 12, 17.
Not minus your... Not counting your current level.
No, then 13.
So my bonus is 9. All right, I'm passing the turn to Brian.
All right, kicking down a Marvel door. For a legendary modifier, plus 5 to monster. If the monster is defeated, draw 1 extra treasure. Loot the room. Okay. I will go ahead and play Incredibly Huge Reward to go up a level.
So you don't have to discard?
Are you still in a trap?
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Oh, not anymore, because I just went up a level.
There you go.
He can actually help now. Hey, where'd you come from?
Finally, the Secret Wars series came to an end.
Anything else?
Thought that was That's never going to happen.
All right, I will kick down this massively tall door of cards to get random lawsuits. Each player must immediately discard an item chosen by the player to his left. If this card is drawn face up, it must be played immediately. Otherwise, play at any time except during combat. Each player must immediately discard an item chosen by the player to his left.
All right. You choose. I'm on your left. So you choose for Brian.
Yeah.
I'll take your cat. Yeah. Discard it.
You didn't have any choice there.
Oh.
What am I losing, Brian?
The giant magnet.
Right. Two-handed giant magnet.
No. Right. Actually, it could be any of these.
Rob, you're going to lose your sidekick robot double. He doesn't care.
Crystal armor.
That's an ally, not an item, is it? Oh, it got some value.
It has a value.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
I lost my armor. Boo.
I guess I've got the Hulk then.
Man. Having that robot double with the freaking life decoy model.
Yeah.
That would have been
I'm going to loot the room.
My turn.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I'm going to kick down the door. Origin, raised by armadillos. Play this card on any player at any time, except during a combat. You may have 3 extra ranks of power. Okay.
Armadillo man.
I'm going to play... I can play traps at any time, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to play a trap on you, Rob. Your sex has changed to minus 5 to your next combat due to distractions. After that, share no further penalty. However, the change is permanent.
How come I always get...
That's okay.
You got splashed with vile chemicals.
All right.
That's okay, because I'm going to play another trap. Secret invasion on Brad.
What? Swamp identities. You must immediately trade all cards in play with the player to your right.
Hang on
a second. That's not necessarily a bad thing for me, is it?
How about that?
Interesting. Okay. All right. I will do that. Look at me.
But okay. I'm no longer. You don't change your.
That was the one thing that is questionable in this, because we are playing with this Marvel edition. We do have cards, these shield cards in front of us.
I'm going to have to say they're not a card.
That's what I'm going to say. That's what I was thinking.
That's who you are.
That's specifically why I was asking.
Well, you're changing identities.
What your bonuses were, not counting your level.
So Flaming Magnet Man has turned into Flaming Weenie Armadillo Man.
Yes.
Friend of the Hulk.
All right. Sorry.
Flarmadillo.
Thanks, Steven.
I'm sorry I had to play a trap on you, Brad.
No, that's all right. I'll take it. I'll take it totally. All right. My turn?
No.
Oh.
I haven't actually looted the room or gone looking for trouble yet.
I wish I'd let you keep that robot double now.
Brad is the human target. Human bullseye.
There's no daredevil in this set.
I am going to have to play a trap on Brad. Civil War, give an ally to you, the player on your right.
Give an ally to the player on my right.
He wants the Hulk back.
I want my Hulk back.
Well, you just keep wishing, pal. Because I have a wishing ring. I'll keep the Hulk.
I guess I'm looting the room then. Go.
All right. Kicking down a door. Bang. Ooh, super I have these friends. Spider friends. Jeez, wow. How do you make that mistake? I have a Spider Friends affiliation. To avoid a trap, I may discard a card and roll the die on a 4 or higher, cancel the trap, and you may put that trap in your hand. I get a plus two bonus when I have two or fewer cards in my hand. That's not going
to
happen.
I tried to help you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will loot the room with this wonderful card here. Ooh, look at that. Okay, I'm going to do this. I am a spider friend, but I'm also a mutant. Lab rat, when you draw a face-up power, you may immediately open another door. When you draw a face-down power, you may choose to show it. If you do, draw a face-down door.
Mm.
Mutant might. You may discard a power card at any time to draw a face-down door.
Nice. Now he can do that, right?
A mutant spider friend.
Okay.
Those are two different things altogether.
Okay. All right. One's affiliation, the other is a class.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
Because is the Super Munchkin in the Marvel deck, though, saying you can have multiple affiliations or not?
No, Super Munchkin says you can have multiple classes.
Okay, but what's the Super Munchkin card in the...
Yeah, there's a dual affiliation
thing.
It is
a team-up card.
All right, I was just making sure we weren't interchanging.
Affiliation is a separate thing.
Okay.
Kicking down the door.
Frog says it, I believe it, because it's my favorite.
Level 17 foot. Oh, come on. Minus 3 against Technos. Will not pursue anyone of level 4 below. Well...
Foot?
Just yes. A foot. Foot.
Like it fell off a sentinel
like
or something.
The hand, maybe?
No, it's not like the hand. No, it's a foot.
Because that would be from the turtles.
That stuff, foot stomp everything, discard every single item you own, weep.
This is a giant robot foot.
What does Daredevil fight? Didn't he fight the hand?
He fights the hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
which is what the foot are based off of.
The Foot Clan.
Oh, okay. I just thought maybe they were spinning a riff on... Yeah.
No, because that'd be too close to a... another intellectual property.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Can anyone bring 12 to this?
Brad.
Mm. Oh, really? You want my help, huh? I'll do it for 4 treasures.
For 4 treasures?
Yeah. I'll help you out for 4 treasures. I don't mind.
It's got a -3 against Technos.
Yes. That's that, too. What do you come to there, Steven?
I don't know how many treasures is there available.
4?
Well, I'm bringing 8.
Mm.
There's a -2 to
that would
to Technos
not be
or whatever.
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to run away.
Oh, come on.
You can go with Brad.
Give me 4 treasures. What the hell? You don't want a level? You're going to roll the die.
2 levels.
You're going to pass on 2 levels.
Yes.
To avoid giving me 4 treasures.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
I could have done the real dick thing.
Spiteful man.
But now you got to run away. Does it follow people?
Doesn't follow people level 4 or lower.
Oh, really? Well, then.
Well, you could offer me 3 treasures.
You could counter. It's not a...
Yeah, you're not... You know,
how about 2?
No, 3. Come on, let's do 3. Come on, you got to make this.
How many treasures total are there?
2 or not? Already.
Screwed you over. All right,
the 2 first. I get first choice on both of them.
All right.
Okay, all right. Give me 2 treasures. I get first choice.
And how much are you being
well,
by
Well, actually,
now?
Yeah. How much do you actually...
I bring 4, and 4 is 8, and 5 is 13, and 3 is 16.
Okay, so quite a bit.
Now it's time for Robin Hood to screw them over.
No, because they won't get hit by the bad stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
unless
you have a go-up level that you can play on Brian.
Level.
I do not.
Nope.
Also, the only way I can screw them over is by pulling them down levels.
Oh, yes. Okay.
What?
I'm level 3.
Well, then.
You're not going to waste that.
3, 2, 1. Bam.
All right. Flip them treasures.
You're lucky you weren't 1 level higher.
Let's see what I got here.
I thought about throwing Legendary on it.
Oh, and then screwing Brett over.
Yes.
Wow. Nice guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
A lot of Marvel treasures.
Usable by... No, exotic.
Yeah. One-shot heart-shaped herb. Gold green goblin.
I guess you do have
goblin glider.
Oh, Black Panther and the heart-shaped herb.
Yep. Oh, isn't that cute? Look at that. Isn't that cute?
Don't they power each other up?
No.
The heart-shaped herb uses Black Panther.
+2 if you have Black Panther as your ally. But it's usable only once.
Doesn't matter.
And also Black Panther is only a 1 bonus, whereas the Hulk. Oh, you need to roll a die.
Oh, that's right. I was in combat. Thank you.
Collateral damage.
I do not need to discard a card. All right. I am going to... Well, let's see. I can't have the Hulk and Black Panther at the same time, can I?
Not unless you have something that allows you to have multiple allies.
All right. I'm going to take Green Goblin's Goblin. I'll let you keep Black Panther and the heart-shaped herb together.
All right.
I'm going to take Green Goblin's Goblin Glider and the Alien Weep Gun.
Yeah, which I'm going to bank that.
I'm going to cheat that into play for me here.
Why? Fair enough.
Why?
Yeah, you don't need to cheat the gun. That's a two-hand weapon.
It's usable by exotic only.
Oh.
I am right. Not exotic.
Okay.
And you do need to adjust your feats.
Oh, how many feat things do I have?
Two.
Where?
The ankle wings and the goblin glider.
That's a foot thing?
Yeah. Oh,
that's what there's a foot mean. Picture there. I swear. All right.
Right. It was one of the things we liked about the USAopoly stuff was the little images.
Yeah, the images in the corner. I still do like that.
I quit paying attention to them after we put in the other cards. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Rob.
That's why I'm here. Steven's turn.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
All right. I shall kick open the door to discover a trap. Congressional hearings. Oh, no, Superman. No, don't go. Discard three cards from your hand. If you don't have three cards, discard what you have and lose a level.
Oddly, I get a bonus for inciting violence in children, and he gets penalized for it.
I have to lose a level. Eh. Or I could have rebooted.
If you don't have three to discard, discard what you have and lose a level. Ow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stop seducing those innocents.
I know. I guess I will go...
loot the room?
Loot the room.
Done?
Yes, I'm done.
I'm going to kick down the door. Level 1, still more wimpy thugs. This card can be played to join any combat, and the thugs get a +4 bonus when helping higher level monsters. If the monsters win, the thug returns to whoever played them. So I am currently at
9?
5.
Oh, 5. Oh, because the sex change.
Yeah.
I do kind of want to see him get beat up by wimpy thugs. Some legendary wimpy
thugs. Wow.
What's the bad stuff?
They mug you, lose one item.
Oh. It's, yeah.
So nothing.
He loses rope.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be due to the bad stuff either. Because I would roll it to get the successful runaway. I'm assuming I'm going to kill the thugs.
I'm not going to do anything to stop this.
We'll be nice to you this time.
Thugs deaded. Know. One treasure. One level.
Hey, you're not at -5 anymore.
I am not at a -5 anymore.
All right.
But he is at a level 5, so keep that in mind, everybody.
Kicking down.
Oh, Brian is also at a level 5.
Yeah, yes. He gained 2 levels off of the foot.
Ooh, I have invulnerability. +3 bonus, power rank 4.
Oh, you can't use it yet. Oh.
Unless you got some origins. You do.
But he doesn't have power.
I only have 3 extra ranks of power.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go then.
Well, how many?
So I've got 6 ranks now, which is 3 more than 3. So
yeah.
So now,
so we can get rid of one of those if he loses a level.
Mm-hmm.
Now I should have hit him with the retcon.
Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't I?
Wow. All right. I'm going to
loot the room.
Loot the room. Thank you. I couldn't think of those words. All right.
All righty.
Your turn.
All right. Kicking down door. Level 1, wimpy thugs.
Wow, nice. Finally, someone Brian can beat by himself.
Where were those during the Secret Wars?
I'll help you for 1 treasures.
No, I think I'm going to fight some legendary wimpy thugs.
You dork.
To go up another level?
You get an extra treasure. Yeah.
So what are they, 11?
No, they're 6.
Oh, against your
8
now.
So 3, 2, 1. Maybe would have been better to use that against someone, but...
Probably would have been better to use that against someone.
Probably.
Don't forget your level.
Ah, son of a crud. I will put on my Cape Cod. All right.
Should be your cod cape.
Yes.
Done?
I am done.
I'm going to sell 2 items for 1,000 and go up a level.
Just how many cards I can? 5? Okay.
5 for me, yeah.
Kick down a door to discover +2 bonus power rank 2 master tactician. Ooh. Guess what? I have an origin, touched agent, idle. Play this card on any player at any time except during combat. You may have any number of powers without regard of their rank or your level. Ooh. Powers without regard to their rank or your level. This is like a super ancient idol. Wow. I can just power up now.
Yeah. Done.
And I will loot the room.
Done now?
I am done now.
I will kick down the door. Level 5, Sullen In-Laws. Your sidekicks tremble and flee. They will not help you. They will be no help in this combat, but will return after it's over. Bye, Falcon. They're level 5 to my level 9.
All right.
Congratulations.
Whee!
Boom.
Ba-dump.
Two treasures. Hey, Falcon's back.
One.
Two. Ha-ha! Red Wing!
Nice. Do they power off each other?
Falcon, an extra plus 2 if you have Red Wing in play.
You got to put it in play, though, right?
I did put it in play. Red Wing's a one-shot.
Oh, I see.
And mild-mannered disguise grants the secret identity ability. When you encounter a trap for any reason, roll a die. On a 1 through 3, you escape. On a 4 through 6, the trap is effective. On a 6, you also lose this card. You may try only one secret identity per trap. That would have been useful earlier.
It would have. Don't look at me.
Go. What? Because you threw two traps at me?
Oh, I threw one trap at you and one at Brad.
Kicking down a door. It's a wandering monster card. Well, what to my wandering eyes should appear?
How many cards does Brad have now?
I have only 7 cards in my hand.
Do you think the wandering monster is going to be like an instant in the collectible card game?
I'm going to...
I have no idea. Like, it's not even worth speculating until we see some actual gameplay.
I'm going to play this team-up card so I can now have 2 affiliations.
There you go. That's what it is.
Yeah. If I ever cared.
That's what he said earlier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
And Brian.
All right. I will kick down a door to reveal a techno. I am currently a mystic.
Technos are really cool, man. Join our club.
Ooh, any 2-hand items only is 1 hand for you.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think I'll get rid of my mystic.
So what do you figure the odds are Martin Freeman's going to end up in the Doctor Strange movie? That's just for sure, right?
Probably.
Maybe in the sequel. Okay, and I think I'm going to go looking for trouble and fight the Phantom Menace. Level 4, minus 3 against exotics, which I'm not. Bad stuff, you are trapped and forced to sign autographs until your hand cramps. You are minus 5 to your next combat. 1 level, 2 treasures. Level 4 to my 7, 8, 9, 10.
Brad, you're only level 3?
Yeah, can you believe it?
Cannot believe it.
People keep throwing traps
at me. 2, 1, squish.
Yep.
Phantom Menace.
I've only thrown the 1 trap at you, and that was Steve's
2 treasures?
Fault.
Yeah.
Yep.
1 level.
Ah, Brian's at level 7.
New armor. Winged armor. Gives you a flight ability, plus 1 to run away. Don't think I got flight anywhere else. Nope. But I do have enhanced agility, so I'm very runawayable. I think that'll be good.
I'm going to kick down the door to discover a trap. Supersized. Too many burgers and shakes as at the fly-through window. Your armor splits. Thank goodness I'm not wearing armor. You lose your armor you're wearing. I will go loot the room. My turn is done.
Do you remember there was a What If comic years ago that had What If Tony Stark had an eating disorder instead of alcoholism?
Wandering monster when I kick down the door. I will loot the room. I'm going to steal a level from Brian. With Pym particles. Choose 1 player. Steal a level from him. You grow up 1, he shrinks down 1.
That's cute.
Fair enough. Which makes us the same level.
Yep. And
Brad's a level 3.
I'm a level 3.
Do you have any foot gear, Brian?
Nope. Brad has some.
Yeah, I know. But
you've got extra.
He's got an extra set. He needs more feet.
And you've got the reboots.
I got the reboots.
I kind of want to really get rid of the reboots and really want to make sure that they stay so you can use them when someone else goes to win. Yeah, Brian's still winning. Cool. Tied for the win, but I'm the other person. Because you're, what level are you at, Steven?
4.
Okay. Yeah. So, flesh-eating begonias.
Okay. Lose a level. Jerk.
You kind of opened on me with stuff like that, so. Go ahead.
I will kick a door. Boy, that makes me so sad to see you face a trap like that. That just is really, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I didn't mean that at all.
Well, speaking of traps.
Let's see. Lose the armor you're wearing. I don't really have any armor, so I don't care.
But if not, you lose a level?
I am an armadillo.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose a level, though. Okay. All right. Then I will use my
spider friend's
affiliation to avoid a trap. I may discard a card and roll the die on a 4 or higher, cancel the trap, and you may put that trap in your hand.
Oh. dang.
Tell you what. I'm going to discard this power of the Shattering Shriek. And I will roll the die.
Oh, it's a 1.
Man, that sucks.
So now you still have to.
I still lose a level.
I still lose a level. Okay, let me see if I got anything else I can play here. Oh, yes. Duh. I'm invulnerable. I'm immune to traps and bad stuff that causes me to lose levels. I could have gotten by without dropping that power card. Well, that sucked. Oh, well. All right. Never mind.
Loot the room.
I will loot the room. Okay. Go, Brian.
All right.
If that is your real name.
We'll kick down a door to become a spider friend.
Hey. All right. Hey, spider friend.
Hey, friend of spiders. Mutant spiders.
Big, creepy mutant spiders.
Yes.
Are we going back to Spider Island?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Could all be spider friends.
Yeah. That was a good one.
I'm Peter Parker, and I've got amazing spider powers. Mm.
Spider-Verse.
Spider-Verse was good.
It was good.
Okay, I think I'm going to go looking for trouble and fight the triplicate twit. He controls the 3, therefore +3 items and rank 3 powers are no use against him. If you are level 3, your level doesn't count either. Bad stuff. Lose all your level 3 items and rank 3 powers.
Do you have any level 3 items or rank 3 powers?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. So, level 9 to my 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 3, 2, and a 1. Squish. So, 1 level 3 treasures. 1, a 2, and a 3. Stay there, Marvel.
Huh. The triplicate twit gives 3 treasures.
Yes. Uh-huh. 1 level. Oh.
Oh, a blank one that you can use to write something on in the future.
+38 levels.
You may use this to gain the winning level.
Yes. Just making sure. So, I'm going to have some evil-canceling headphones. So, wherever these headphones cannot be hard by a monologue. That's good to know. +1 bonus. Also, with an eye patch.
The eye patch can be worn with other headgear?
Yep.
Yep.
And I'm going to also be using an odd bodkin. Hold on. Yep, so, yeah, I'll go ahead. Odd bodkin. This powerful dagger is unfortunately good only against foes whose printed levels are odd numbers. Against multiple foes, it's usable only if at least one foe has an odd level.
Interesting.
So, interesting.
What if 2 foes had an odd level, then? Eh. Oh, well.
One of them has an odd level, then...
Yeah, but then their combined levels would be...
I realize if their combined levels...
Next!
Even, but it says all if right, one
I shall kick down the door to discover a level 6 Explodoman.
It's a 0.
Level 0 Explodoman.
Slightly different.
Explodoman blows up before you can either attack him or run away until the end of your next turn. None of your powers are effective, nor can you add more. Until the end of my next turn. You get his treasure... but this does not count as a victory as you don't get a level.
Wow.
It's the worst X-Man ever.
None of your powers are effective, nor can you add more. All right.
He was very briefly one of the Fantastic Four.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm done.
I haven't read past the first issue. It was just like, this is silly. Yeah. I'm going to kick down the door. Trap, disarmed, lose an equipped hand item.
Lose one arm.
Okay.
Good thing this isn't a DC set. Show a picture of Cry for Justice.
Winter Soldier.
There you go.
Is that what it is?
Is it what it is?
No, it's Cap's shield getting broken.
Oh.
That's work with us with the humor here, Gay.
Yeah. I'm going to try. Go. Is that a good idea? Yeah, I'm going to go looking for trouble to fight Markov the Beast. +3 versus Mystics. You may only use one power in the combat. Bad stuff is lose your highest ranking power. He's level 8 to my 14. And he's worth 2 treasures.
Well, if anybody had a clone, we could clone that. We could have a Markov chain.
Anybody? Anybody?
No.
That joke was so bad, that's a mark of shame.
Ha ha!
1, 2 treasures.
I was proud of myself.
The light that evildoers fear.
English professor making a physics joke. Yeah, that's pretty good, actually.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm kicking down a door. So far, I'm still level 3, I might add. Trap, souvenir collectors. You must lose capes first if you have them. Otherwise, you choose what they snatch. Lose 2 items. Oh, can't be invulnerable to this.
You could discard and...
I don't have anything I want to discard. I've got really good cards.
Well, it's either that or you lose your cape and something else.
Oh, I could discard my... Oh, I could lose my ankle wings. That's no big deal. Do I have a cape? I don't have a cape even. I'll lose my ankle wings and...
Probably the glider.
I guess. Yeah, right. Well, now I can't fly anymore. All right. I lost my ankle wings and my glider. You suck, souvenir people.
Yeah.
Oh, well, those are treasures, right? I got to get them in the right pile. So as to not confuse Rob. All right. And I will loot the room. All right. Oh, wait. Okay. I'm going to... I've still my turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can still do yep. things. Okay. I am going to show this face-down power card I drew, and I get to draw a face-down door. And I'm going to show... this face down power I drew and draw a face down door. And I am going to, that's power rank 3. I can do 6 power ranks right now. All right. And I'm going to I'm just showing these. I'm not playing them. Okay. And I'm going to throw a power drain on the person at the highest level. That's Rob. Mm. So you give me a level. So I'm up to level 4.
Take a level from the highest level character. You cannot use this card if you're in first place or tied for first.
Yeah. And I'm going to... play underwear on the outside to go up a level. So that will put me up to level 5. And now I can have 8 ranks of power. So I am going to have... I'm going to ditch... Let's see. That'll put me at 7. I'm going to ditch... I'm going to put this one back in my hands. I'm going to ditch flame because I can just ditch a power, right?
Yep.
Yep. But that's actually +4. But each empty hand. Oh.
You have 2 empty hands.
No, I don't. That's
you're cheating.
Gun. Oh, that's right. I'm cheating it. That's right. Oh, you're so clever. All right. I'm going to ditch my flames. All right, so now I have invulnerability and super strength. Each empty hand I have is worth an extra plus one, so I have plus five for that. Blubbity blubbity blah.
Got under the seven cards in hand?
No, I'm at the seven cards in hand.
Yeah.
And it is now your turn.
Okay, Brian. I will kick down door. Revealing an illusion. Play during any combat. Discard any one monster in this combat along with any cards that have been replayed to modify it and replace it with a monster card from your hand.
Oh. Wait, can I retro something? No, mm-hmm. I won't do this. No, never mind. When I discarded that power card, I could draw another face down door, but I should have caught that then. So never mind.
So here's a theoretical question.
The cat's dead. That's a physics joke.
That was a good one. Well done. Markov okay. chains be damned. So, that was a physics joke.
If a monster, when he goes into play, has me go through the discard and the deck of necessary to first trap a card you find applies to you, could I then use my Super Friends ability to try to avoid that trap?
Yeah. What Super Friends ability?
Spider Friends.
Spider Friends.
Wrong universe, but same concept.
Yes.
I would say yes.
To avoid a trap, you may have... What's he say when he enters?
You may discard
before
a card
combat, go through the discard and then the deck if necessary. First trap card you find applies to you.
To avoid it, I would say yeah.
I'm going to try it. Ooh. I'm going to go looking for trouble to find the fight the trap master. Level 9 monster. And souvenir collectors is the first trap, so I would like to try to avoid it. So I will discard my origin, bitten by a radioactive chihuahua.
Oh, that happened to me.
To try to roll.
And you do.
Four or better. Okay, so I don't have to lose any items.
Now you just have to beat him on levels.
Keep yeah.
And that goes to your hand.
Kinky Cape Cod.
Ooh. So, yeah, I beat him pretty readily. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Plus 5 is 20.
All right.
So congratulations,
three,
Brian.
2, 1, squish. 1 level, 3 treasures.
3 treasures?
Yeah. That's why I figured it'd be worth it if I lost 2 items.
It's a level 9.
Yeah.
And it was level 9, so my odd bodkin counted. Hmm.
Thank goodness.
Here, did I do the level
you
yet?
Did it. You okay. did.
And Brian pulls into the lead.
He was in the lead earlier, except that somebody knocked
six,
it back.
7.
I'm a level 4.
I'm 6. He's 5.
I'm going to play...
We're all within 3.
Well, if he's charitying down.
No.
He's not going to charity.
He might.
Nah.
We avoid charity as much as physically possible.
Yeah.
I'm going to bank some pumpkin bombs.
We've had, what, 1 charity in the last year of playing?
No.
And a spray-on costume.
And that was because I literally couldn't play anything in my hand.
Done?
Yep.
I shall kick down a door and discover cold waves, plus 4 bonus. Power rank 3. I'm at a 4. Actually, I can have any number of powers.
Not currently. I believe your last thing was Explodoman, right?
Yep.
Which was blows up until the end of your next turn. None of your powers are effective, nor can you add any more.
No. Okay. So this just goes into my hand then.
Yep.
All right. And then, so none of my powers are effective. I will go up against a level 2 absorbing man who is at a plus 2 because this is a wooden table. So he's at a plus 4, and I'm at a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 against his 4. Anyone, anyone, anyone? 3, 2, 1, smash.
You're at 8?
Yeah.
Wow.
1 level.
Total.
1 treasure.
He's now at 9 total with the...
Now
five.
I get to
Jeez.
Bring
my
4 bonus.
I get to bring my powers back, and oh, until the end of my next turn. So my turn's over. We have to play our powers only on our turn.
No, you can play them at any time.
Okay, well then I will play my Plus four bonus cold waves.
So I take it it's my turn then?
It is now your turn.
All right, I'm going to kick down the door. Variable bonus, Psychic Blast. You get plus one in combat if you discard one card, plus three if you discard two, and plus five if you discard three.
Nice.
I guess I'm psychic.
Mm.
So what do the reboots there do?
Allows me to kick to discard a door that's opened.
Oh.
And make you redraw or, you know, draw another door.
I'm going to loot the room. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Fantastic Four?
No. Marvel doesn't like the Fantastic Four.
Nope.
Neither do I. Say, hey, that movie's on Netflix now. The old.
Yep.
Yeah, the first one or the.
Yeah, the.
Roger Corman?
No.
Oh.
The.
the what, 2000-ish? 2001, 2002?
The Ashcan one. Jessica That'd be Alba. Amazing.
Jessica Alba?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't think of anybody who was in it.
I'm going to go through Captain America, Genesis. Wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's
the new
right.
Fantastic Four is on HBO Go now.
What did you got there?
Terra Genesis. Go up a level.
What?
Yeah. Not an Inhuman, so no go extra ahead. Bonus. Wow.
Yeah.
Kicking down a door.
Did you go up a level?
Ooh. Yes.
It is a Duplo Ray. Ooh. I'll put that in my hand. Thank you.
Another
very much.
Monster. What?
See? Another monster appears at the same level with all the same monster enhancers.
Oh, it's a good nice. Thing we got rid of that level 17 foot and that level 20 Galactus from yeah.
Totally Not Galactus.
Yeah. Totally Not Galactus.
I could have done my Markov chain joke, though.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go looking for trouble. Hey, look, guys. It's a level 1 vulture. He's plus 4 against Spider Friend. So he's
oh, he's level 5. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yep, I don't know, man. Let's see, 5, 9, and Thor's helmet makes me at 12, plus my super strength is another 5 for 17, plus my invulnerability is 3 for 20, plus the Hulk is hanging around, so I'm at 25 versus the
roll for the Hulk.
5. Oh, yeah.
It's been a while since you've actually gotten into combat.
It has been. Oh, and I have to discard a card. Can you believe that crap?
Was there anything from the comics about Thor's power coming from his helmet?
I don't know.
No, I think it's just pretty.
So the like adventures in babysitting is just pure wrong?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, you've God, never I seen adventures in babysitting?
I forgot about that completely. Wow. All right. I will have to discard my radioactive aura power because it's
got it's on Netflix.
Suggesting it to me, actually.
You should watch it. It's pretty
it's humorous. It's got Elizabeth Shue in it, so that's a
it's one of those one-night hijinks movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a John Huston movie, but not... Or is it
not John Huston. You're thinking John Huston movie.
John Huston.
forget it, babysitters. It's Detroit.
That would have been the best. John Huston movie.
Kill the vulture.
All right, I'm killing the vulture. 3, 2, 1. Shabamo. All right, I get one treasure for killing the vulture and one level. I'm at level 6. Look at me. Look at me, Mom. Level 6. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 cards in my hand. All right.
Okay.
Brian.
Kick down a door. Exotic. I'll just keep that in my hand. Loot the room. I will add a new power to my repertoire. Beer belch. Usable by males only. Plus 2 bonus.
Bwah.
And that puts me at 6, so I will play Earth's Mightiest Heroes and go up a level.
Brian's at 8.
You know what? You know what I really like about this is the sheer like putting Marvel right alongside Munchkin makes the sheer stupidity of the Marvel stuff just glorious, you know?
Like the stupidity of the comic books or the fact that the Marvel game is somewhat flawed?
No. The stupidity of the comics.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just the beautiful stupidity of the comics. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Are you done, Brian?
Mighty Spirits. Yeah, I'm done. All
right. Sorry. Kick down the door to discover a Brian. Oh, I'm sorry. A brain. I know everything.
You're right.
No foes have special powers or bonuses against the brain class. Furthermore, if a brain also has another class, he may ignore any special powers or bonuses that monsters have against his other classes. I'm going to replace an exotic.
You're a techno brain.
I'm a techno brain. Now all I need is a jar. And I will go loot the room. And I'm done.
Woo. I'm going to kick down the door. Trap, invisible terror. Lose your class. Okay. I don't have any class, so
we knew.
God, I'm going to go loot the room. Hey, that's actually useful. All right, here you go, Steven.
Thank you. Hey.
Go ahead. All right, I'm going to kick down a door. Shebang. Oh, I got a sidekick, a plucky girl reporter. But I don't want another sidekick because the Hulk is really much cooler.
Yes.
Even with the plucky girl reporter's super ability.
You need to join the Avengers.
It goes to my hand. That's right. It goes to my hand. I can discard it level later. I will loot the room. Oh.
I need to join the Avengers.
I am going to...
My allies get bonuses.
Fudge. What am I going to do? I'm going to go up a level, buy the GM an action figure. All right, so I'm level 7.
One, things two, are getting close. Three,
4, 5, action six, figure. 7, 8.
You're not the GM.
Yeah, you're not the GM. Where's That's Rodrigo?
Hey.
And I'm going to discard the sidekick plucky girl reporter.
You could charity down.
Yeah. You have to charity.
Oh, okay. There you go, Steven. Who's the plucky girl reporter in Fallout? I can't remember her name suddenly.
Piper.
Piper, thank you. Sorry, All Piper. Right. I forgot you.
Brian's turn.
All right. Kicking down a Marvel door for a team up. Okay.
It's with Spider Friends teaming up all of a sudden.
Yeah. Too. I guess.
It's what we do.
They're not getting anything to team up with.
Yeah, we haven't seen any other faction cards.
I guess I will loot the room. Yeah, well, there we go. And I guess I have to... Steven, the lowest level?
Yep.
Okay. Charity.
Of how we talk about charity not happening, and then like 3 turns in a row, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Yep.
My turn?
Your go.
All right. I will get a plucky sidekick girl reporter. And then I will kick open the door. Pow, to discover an origin-kissed talking frog. Which I don't know if I want to use that to replace anything.
You don't replace it. You can have any number of origins. Not that your origin really needs any second origins, because I think all the origins just give you extra power ranks.
Then I'm going to go loot the room with my plucky girl reporter. If I loot the room, I may draw 2 face-down doors, choose one, and discard the other. 1, 2. I will discard a +5 bonus I-beams. Now I will equip as a special power chameleon. You have the secret identity ability. When you encounter a trap for any reason, roll a die. On a 1-3, you escape. 4-6, the trap is effective. On a 6, you also lose this card. You only have 1 secret identity per trap. You may also use any item or power that is ordinarily restricted to the opposite sex. And I'm going to, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to discard an exotic.
Yeah, that should be all you need to do.
2, 3, 4. Can I discard just another one? Just because?
No. That's what I charity to him.
My turn?
Yes, it is your turn.
I'm going to kick down the door. Trap, phone booth, out of order. Each player chooses 1 item of armor, headgear, footgear, or a cape from either his hand or his cards in play. This item is given to the player on his left. A player who has nothing to hand over must lose a level.
What am I giving over?
What?
Hold on.
Any 1 item?
I have a secret identity. I might be able to... It's armor, headgear, footgear, or a cape.
Footgear or a cape.
I'm going to roll my secret identity to see if I dodge this, though.
Yes.
Yeah, because I have to. When you encounter a trap for any reason, roll a die. Oh, it 5. Still hits.
It still hits.
So we have to give armor, headgear, footgear, or a cape.
To the person to the left?
To the person to the left. So here's my headgear.
Here's my...
What do you need?
Here's my headgear.
Any
Here's
armor. Cape. Yeah. I have flight 2 times over now.
Oh, wait, no. Never mind. Headgear.
All right. So I gave up Thor's helmet, but I received a mild-mannered disguise.
Looking very Odin-esque here.
Eye patch and helmet?
Yes. Yeah. With winged armor? Kind of.
So.
Not sure how a Cape Cod works with winged armor, but.
Oh, that's 15, perfect.
16, 17.
You're a flying fish.
Yes.
I'm going to loot the room. Who's highest level, Brian?
Yep.
Lose a level.
Boo.
Robot steamroller.
No.
Will it be worth
it? Although you can use your spider friend's power, can't you?
Yeah, I could.
Wow, that was
mean. Nah.
Just brings him down to the same level as three of us.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. I will kick down a door.
So what you're saying.
Trap. It's a trap. Hunted.
Oh, no, a trap.
Someone's put a bounty on my head. Lose the headgear you're wearing.
Traps don't
you
count
have
for
no
you.
Headgear. Lose a level. I have headgear.
Oh.
So first I will use my mild-mannered disguise. On a one, I escape this trap.
Oh.
Sorry, trap.
Oh, I thought you had something that prevented...
Prevent losing a level.
Oh, okay.
Invulnerability, yeah.
So basically, if he'd rolled the six and lost his headgear, nothing would have happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I'm going to go looking for trouble. Look, it's the rhino.
Roll a die.
Shipping. Roll the die for the Hulk. Oh, no, I've got to discard a card. What will I discard? Oh, that sucks. There's nothing I want to discard.
Ha ha.
Oh, I'll discard... Stupid as it is, I will discard this trap. What if change gender?
Mm.
All right. So, level 6 rhino. I'm at, I think last time I counted. Let's see. I better do it again because stuff has changed. 7 plus the alien weepagun is 4 for 11. Plus super strength is 5 more for 16. Plus 3 for invulnerability is... I lost track already. Holy crap. 19 plus 5 for the Hulk is 24. So I'm at 24.
Dang.
24 to 6. Anybody going to mess with me? 3, 2, 1. The rhino is dead.
D-E-D.
All right, I get a level. Level 8. Mm. And I get 2 treasures. And I'm going to play... this one hand item, Mjolnir.
Mew.
And I will play this armor, Falcon's Wingsuit. And I will pass the turn.
All right. Kicking down the door to find Dr. Dumb. -2 against Technos. That armor stuff confuses him. Well, level 1, Dr. Dumb. I beat him.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Squish. 1 treasure. Yeah, I'll take use. I don't have any. I got one hand weapon, but I got a shield pistol.
Awesome.
Level.
Oh, is that one got an extra bonus if you don't have another hand item?
If I don't have an affiliation.
Oh.
Just I was making sure I had hands.
Because that makes sense.
All right. I'm going to kick down the door to discover a level 6 hero of the former Soviet Republic. We will bury your space invaders +4 versus exotics. So it's a... I'm not exotic anymore. So it's a level 6 against my... 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
It's all yours.
All right. 2 treasures, 1 level. Yeah. 2. Oh, well, I'll go up workout in danger room and go up a level.
Not a Marvel card.
Not a Marvel card. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I will discard that.
Exotic.
Another exotic really that I've been not, holding on for this entire time.
The incredible hunk.
Incredible hunk, yes. My All turn. Right, I am done. It is your
Door,
turn.
Door, kick. Yay, level 9, Iron Will. He sees through your feeble illusions, +3 against mystics. 7, 11, 15, 16, 17 to his 9 currently.
Yeah. Right. You can have it.
Yay. I get 3 treasures and a level. I'm a level 8. 1, 2, and 3.
It's comfortable here at level 8, right?
We like it.
Up here on our high tower, laughing down at all the level 7s.
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that level 7?
Draw 4 more treasure cards immediately. They are face down if you drew this card face down. Otherwise, they are face up. Pick 2 to keep and discard the others. 1, 2.
See what I mean about Rob getting that card?
I know. 4. But I think you're the one that has the most cards out, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 cards out plus 3 blank banked.
Maybe.
Power creep indeed.
Think
drop
I will...
the power.
It's pretty creepy.
This is frustrating.
Is it?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, just gotta get 2 of
these
them.
2.
Yeah, there you go. Those 2 are the worst.
What were they?
Ooh.
Psycho Electrodes, which is a plus 3 2-hand item, and accidentally off a sidekick, which is a go up a level card that requires you to discard a sidekick.
Mm. Yeah, and taking you up to level 9.
Yes, but one of the other cards that I got was also a go up a level card, which I'm gonna play. It's a Gamma Bomb.
Ooh.
Play my wrist radio. Play my Spidey suit.
So Rob's now at level 9.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man's Spidey suit.
I'm at level 7.
Yes.
Then
Rob takes the lead.
I'm gonna hit Brian with Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
Lose 2 levels, huh?
Yeah, I was actually wanting to hit Brad with that, but he's invulnerable.
Use your your Spidey friends.
He's trying to figure out what to discard.
Yep. Guess I'll...
discard one of them there traps you got holding. Yeah. Or your wandering monster card.
I will get rid of my illusion.
Illusion.
Too bad.
That's a good card, actually. I like that.
Yeah. Roll for it.
Must have some really cool stuff in there.
Oh, man, he can still lose 2 levels on this.
Yep.
Did.
Roll the 1.
Boo, Rob.
I apologize.
Oh, no.
Suddenly, I'm not the one at the lowest level anymore.
I feel so bad. Don't you feel bad about that, Steven?
Go ahead.
I don't, because it meant charity for me.
I don't. All right. I am kicking down a door. Shebang. Trap, molten lava. If you have no foot gear, lose a level. Lose the foot gear you are wearing. I have no foot gear, so I must lose a level, but I'm invulnerable.
I think that still goes off.
Oh, does it? Oh.
I believe so.
When, let's see, grants the secret to him. When you encounter a trap for any reason, roll a die. Okay, all right. 5.
Nothing.
The trap is effective, but it's still not because I'm invulnerable.
The only thing that would have mattered on that one was the 6, because you lose your disguise.
You lose the secret identity.
Yeah.
Burns up in the molten lava.
All right. I am going to loot the room. Whoops, I accidentally drew 2 cards. And you may have a turn, Brian.
All right, kicking down door. Not usable by Techno. Oh, come on. Charisma. You may have 1 extra sidekick. I guess it really doesn't matter.
No!
Screw you, Rob.
I've needed that power.
I'm going to fight
game.
A level 12 Riot Girl who's plus 2 against smells. So she is level 14. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 to her level 12. 3.
To her 12? 14.
14. 19 to her level 14. 3.
Okay.
2. 1. Kill her. Take 3 treasures. And a level. Oh, come on. I could have used that. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Now you have to discard.
Banking that. Trap to Rob. Souvenir collectors.
Must be those capes first. If you have them, otherwise you choose what they snatch.
There's two items.
Huh. I lose the cape. And I'll lose the light that evildoers fear.
Oh no, the evildoers are going to get us.
Yep.
Done, Brian?
Yeah, done.
All right, I shall kick open the door to discover a plus 10 to monster.
Almighty.
Yeah, all crap.
Almighty, then.
I guess I will just have to... Gosh, at this point, I gotta do this. I'm gonna go looking for trouble against a level 18 Red Skull.
Oh, God.
Whoa. Wow.
You got it?
Bad stuff is I lose my headgear. If I don't have headgear, then I'm dead. So I'm at 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 to its 18. I will throw in a plus 5 infinity formula to be 4 ahead of it.
Okay.
All right. I'm not going to do anything.
I'm not going to do anything.
3, 2, 1, smash.
Okay.
Two levels. Burp, burp.
Five treasures?
Four treasures. Oh, wait. Play during your combat. Usable only once. Yeah, it didn't say. So, four treasures. Okay, I will add on Iron Man repulsors. I will put on some powered armors.
Usable by techno only. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got to charity down to Brian.
You don't have two cards that you can get rid of? Or two things that you can bank?
Oh, yeah, I guess I do.
Bam.
One. I still have to charity down. And I'm done.
Oh. Ooh,
my turn.
That might actually make it
worse. Oh, kick down the door. Origin, radio, felon, bathtub. And we have two extra ranks of power. That must be the wrist radio I'm using. Yeah, looking for trouble is a terrible plan. I'm going to loot the room.
What'd you do, loot the room?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what to get rid of now.
Hope Brad does not have a two-level win on this.
Yeah.
Here you go, Brian. Go ahead.
Shit.
Brad?
I'm going to kick down the
He's
door.
Figuring out how to win this game.
It is a level 6 Electro. Plus 2 for each electronic device on the table when he enters combat. Nothing.
Nope. This one was on.
One phone. That other one just slipped
And my
out there.
My arm was on the table that had a electronic
no.
electronic watch on
no.
it. Yes.
No.
Munchkin.
All right.
Calling
care.
It.
I don't care. All right. So he's a level 10 Electro then. All right.
Forgot about that.
how many levels has he got on this?
Level 10 Electro. I'm at 8 plus 4 is 12 plus 2. I'm not the highest player, no. Plus
it's not a
two
winning
is
level,
14,
though. So.
Plus 2 is 16. Plus another 4 is 20. Plus 3 is 23. Plus 5 is 20. I'm at 28. It's at level 10.
And it's only one level?
Yeah.
Let's make this interesting.
All right.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Skish.
Got him.
How many treasures? Like five treasures?
Two treasures. No, it's nothing. It's a Spider-Man villain.
Oh. Yeah, they suck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Brad's at 9. I'm at 9. Rob's at 9.
Brian's
at
7.
I'm sorry.
Jerk.
You were in the lead.
No, I wasn't.
You were tied for the lead.
So I can lose a class anytime.
You can swap classes at any time.
I'm going to.
Or, yeah, you can lose your class at any time.
Bank a talking car and a Fruggering.
Yeah. So
I guess I can
ditching your techno.
I'll play
ditching my techno to get charisma.
Oh,
so I can get an extra ally, a reformed villain for a plus two bonus. And with that, I will kick down the door for level 10 Maximus, plus 5 against Inhumans, minus 3 against anyone with 2 or more powers. I do got 3 powers, so he's a level 7, and I'm at level 7 before any other bonuses. He's not odd, so meh.
Looks odd to me.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15... 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24.
We're not going to screw with you. You're not even close to the left.
3, 2, 1. Squish.
Wait, okay.
No?
Are you going to screw with him? Because oh, I mean, he's at level 9. I'm at level 9.
Yeah, I was figuring you guys are going to win, so this will be my last chance to kind of thump him, but okay.
Oh, to just be mean to Brian. Be mean to Brian's sake.
Well, all right.
Get a level and three
Brian
treasures.
Uncharacteristically threw stuff at not me right away, yeah, and it hit Brad.
Yeah.
He was...
Oh, yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, sure.
I'm going to put on Iron Man's Model 51 armor for a plus 5 bonus.
It's the superior armor.
Need to hold on
He's
to that.
Extra dickable wearing that.
Gonna bank the pistol.
But Brian has charisma.
To get cap shield.
Sell some of your crap and go up a level, dude.
Looking.
God. Let's make this game real interesting.
Who took my headgear?
Yeah, but a lot of those are probably
not
one
me.
Shots.
The no? I thought someone got my earmuffs.
Oh, yeah,
that
I did.
Steven.
Oh, but you're not wearing them?
No.
Okay.
He doesn't want them.
I still
they,
got...
They clashed with your eye patch anyway, so...
Yeah, now you're more like Odin with your eye patch and your Thor's helmet than anything.
Yeah.
I said that. All right. Ben,
oh, sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, he did make that joke. When
I wasn't wearing
helmet.
your evil canceling headphones.
Steven walked
banking,
all over that joke.
Spidey sense. So I will sell 1, 3 is 4, +4 is 8, 9.
Oh, you don't have enough.
So I want to get rid of something, but I kind of don't really want to. I think I will just hold on to what I have.
Let's hold on.
So you're at level 8?
You've got.
Yeah, he's level 8.
Yes. I mean, at least hold on to it till my... I mean, I could sell my eye patch.
Going, gone.
Yeah, well...
I mean, he can do it at the start of his next turn.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, he's not going to have a chance to
kicking down
fight for
the
level
door. Flatness, you have +1 to run away. You cannot have both this power and the cleavage gun or cleavage stun. Power rank 1.
That's cute.
Ah, sons of a. You know what? Crap it. Do I use my reboot to get rid of that?
No.
And draw another door?
That's pretty risky.
It is pretty risky. So what I will do instead is I will loot the room.
Shoot. That goes over
there. I get to draw 2.
And discard one of the 2.
One of them.
Mystic.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Can we get rid of
flare?
Can we get rid of sidekicks at any time?
Yes.
I'm going to get rid of my sidekick. And I'm going to add a sidekick. +2 bonus sidekick, fantastic martial artist. You may also use the fantastic martial artist, whether he is already in play or in your hand, to give +6 to either side of a combat.
Oh, well, dang.
Huh.
I probably would have just kept that in my...
You didn't want to give you anything else.
Yeah. And I'm done.
All right. I'm going to kick down the door. +2 bonus, imaginary flying muskrats. It's a power. Rank 1.
Okay.
Which puts me at a total of 4 ranks of power out of my potential 11. Oh. I'm going to loot the room.
Okay, Brad?
I've got a...
Oh.
Discard.
Yeah.
Or charity.
I have to charity. Here you go, Brian. Use it wisely.
I see.
Hmm.
Go ahead.
That's a dangerous move, Rob.
I know.
Kicking down a door. Oh, look, it's a Spider Friends affiliation.
Ooh, goody, good.
I'll put that in my hand.
There are other affiliations in this deck.
Yeah.
We did see them last time, right?
Yeah, we did.
I believe so.
Yeah. All right.
There's Inhumans. I know that for sure.
I believe I was an Avenger last game.
I guess I'll just loot the room. That's all we're going to do here. Right. All right. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Well, I will charity my Spider Friends affiliation to Brian. There you go. Okay. Enjoy that. Use it wisely as a...
As fodder for Spider Friends?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Here he goes. He's going to try to make a play for the winning level.
Selling my fancy eye patch. And several other stuff.
Brian, everyone is now at level 9.
Woo! Actually.
See? You still get a chance to thump on him.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Thank goodness.
All right. Kicking down door. Level 8, Ock, Dr. Ock. +2 for each hand item and foot gear the players in combat have equipped. 1, 2. Do I got foot gear?
I don't think so.
No. All right. So he's level 12.
I have 4 hand items.
In combat. The player's in combat.
Oh, sorry. I missed that bit. I thought it was like everybody everywhere.
Rebooting? No?
Yes. I think I will reboot this, so I'll get rid of my foot gear. You'll have to... You must immediately discard these boots, forcing him to discard that door and draw another.
All right. Kicking down door for a level 10 goop flinger. +3 against technos. Got rid of techno. So level 10, 3 treasures.
Against your how much?
A lot. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 25. Not odd, so... 28.
Anyone?
28.
Huh? Beating it by 18.
You're beating it by 18.
Mm-hmm.
I can throw a little bit on there. I can.
Okay, I've got a +10 to monster.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wait. So he's only 20 beating it by to eight. My 28.
All right. I can throw in a wandering monster of tremendous. Level 14.
So that's 34 to my 28.
Yeah, +6 against anyone with more than one class. I should save that for Steven.
Yeah. Oh, well, this is winning potentially.
Yeah, he's the one that's winning.
Okay, so 34, so now I got a match.
You have to beat 34.
Yeah.
So you're down by 6.
Only you hadn't sold all those one-shot items.
Meh. I didn't. I didn't sell any one-shot items.
Oh, okay.
You still got a pile of stacks behind those boxes.
There. So
that's why I sold off the eye patch.
Oh. Yep. So, heart-shaped plant. That's a +4 bonus.
So you're down by 32. 2.
Darn it. Tremendous is also not an odd monster. did I add this +2? I keep forgetting that. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 22, 23, 24, +5 is 29, 30, 31, 32.
So apparently
Yep, you must have.
Okay.
32 against 34.
Oh, I didn't add that too, so 34.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. Let me double count.
Okay, move your herbs.
10, 11.
They get them out of there so you don't add them in again.
Okay. It's just 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Vibranium's not in play, right?
No.
Nope.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 27, 30.
Okay, so you had not.
Okay.
So that'll put you at 34, which means you still need to play a
pumpkin bomb.
Which puts you at...
36.
36. Beating it by two. I have nothing else I can throw in.
You have nothing else to throw in?
Absolutely nothing that will work here.
Wow.
No.
Red Wing joins the bad guys.
You traitor!
Tied again.
Okay. Scientific monologue.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Which does what?
36.
Tied again.
Plus two.
Please, plus
two.
So
I'm two ahead again.
Mm-hmm.
He's two ahead or tied?
He's two ahead.
Okay.
Two ahead.
Any small bonuses?
I don't have any small.
So I'm at 38, right?
Wait.
Yes.
Yep. No, I don't have any small bonuses. Do you got a small bonus to throw?
No, I don't have a small bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge things.
Yeah. No, I'd throw in the huge thing.
Well, throw in a huge thing, Rob.
All right. MODOK.
What's this?
Wandering monster with MODOK.
Wandering monster with MODOK.
Okay.
So plus 14.
Okay.
You're down by 12.
All right. Bookshelf collapses on Red Wing, so giving me plus 3.
You're down by 9.
What is that? 41?
Why, do you have the life model decoy?
Maybe.
Just play the life model decoy and we're done.
Is he?
Life model decoy.
Okay, yeah, we're done.
Wait.
It doubles his combat bonus.
Oh. You're the worst.
Yeah, if you have like that.
Third time.
Yeah. If you have the life model decoy, just play everything and go.
So where are we at now?
He just doubled his 44.
He's like
bonus.
At 60, 66 is what he's at.
Was that 38 plus 6, so 44, so 88.
Yeah, he's at 88 against.
88
yeah.
against.
Unless you have something 20, that can counter something.
20, 34, 36,
50.
40, 50.
So unless you've got 38 more points to add on, like a giant 20-point wandering monster... Plus a plus 10
modifier.
To monster.
I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Can you?
Here's a wandering monster, a level 15 whistling ninja plus 3 against anyone who does not have the theft ability.
Oh, well, fair enough.
So that's 18 more. Okay, now wait, we're at.
So that puts us at 68.
Still 20. So still 20 down.
I can do another 14. Wandering monster, generic guy.
Oh, no, hang on to that. Hang on, I'm not done.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not done. I'm going to do
I should have.
I'm going to do a Dupla Ray on the Goop Flinger.
Oh.
So another 20. Another 20.
Which is what we needed.
Now, I will point out that this is an odd thing, so your odd bodkin.
Oh, kicks so in I get plus 10. 5.
Well,
so 93.
93. Well... Would it still be doubled? I don't. Well,
I think it would. Yeah. 93. So now we're at 2040, 54 plus 15 is 64, 69, 71, 81, 85. Okay, we're at 85. Now I got nothing else.
What are those three cards down there?
85?
Those are things I played.
Just crap. Yeah, we're only at 85.
40.
Yeah, that's 40 plus another 20 is 60.
Oh, wait.
Plus 28 is 88.
88, sorry.
So we're tied.
So now do you want me to throw this in there?
Oh, not with that, because then I get another 10, so 93.
Yeah, because this is odd.
Oh, okay.
He gets another. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yep, generic guy. For another 14.
This is the big superhero battle at the end.
This is like somebody dropping an Oblivion ray in the middle of a fight.
All right.
Wow.
Son of a poop.
You don't have anything else. All you got to do is just have 14 more or whatever that is.
I don't have 14 more.
No.
Yeah. How much more would I need?
14 more.
Four or five?
Well, dang it.
Really? Five is all he needs?
Yeah, because this gives him plus 10.
Oh, he was at 93. Okay.
So close.
Well, no, he was at 88. We got it up to 88.
Uh-huh.
But when we got it up to 88, we gave him an additional 10 because it turned on the old 98.
Bob-kin. Okay.
So he's at 98, so plus the 14, so we're up by 4. So he needs 5 to be able to get there.
All All right. Let's see what all bad stuff I have to avoid.
Oh, man, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, what is your 5. Class
if you happen to have.
So you have to.
I don't have any class, so. Meh.
Pick one power, discard the rest.
All right. I will try to avoid Whistling Ninja.
Lose at least 5 ranks of powers. The tremendous.
What kind of bumps?
However, this means that Brian has to take care of Steven.
MODOK makes you dead, but you've got something against that, don't you?
No.
I think so.
Oh, I
plus 2 to run away. I think that's it. Only got plus 2 to run away. All right. Give me the die.
Who are you running away from first?
Whistling Ninja.
All right.
4?
4?
Not enough.
Not enough.
Dang it. So lose 2 powers.
Pick one power to keep and discard the rest.
Or pick one, yeah. So effectively, yes. I guess.
Okay. That guy's gone. Who are you running away from next?
Lose at least 5 ranks
this
of power.
This doesn't matter, right?
Getting rid of... No. Rolling against Tremendous.
Ah, okay. Success.
Do I have to run away from this twice?
What's the Duplo Ray say?
With all the same monster enhancers.
Another monster appears, so.
Okay. So, yes. Bad yep. stuff. Lose either your armor or your headgear. If you have neither, lose a level. Yeah, well, I got both. So, first Goop Flinger. Made it.
Success.
Second Goop Flinger. Nope.
Miss.
The headgear?
Yep. And MODOK. Dead.
Well, success.
Aw. That was the one I wanted to hit.
Alright.
No kidding.
And those are both spent.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to win, but that was oddly satisfying.
That was nice. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. Sorry, Brian, but I mean, that was very that well was played by everybody. It was a nice play, yeah. And had Brad
that would have
not
been the third time, I would have won by freaking Life
Model Decoy. Yeah.
That card Brian. Is dumb.
Isn't it?
It really is.
All right, done, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking open the door to find a better costume than yours, plus 10 to monster. I will hold on to that. I will go looking for trouble.
Oh, really?
Level 15 Rat Woman. Minus 3 against mutants, but plus 4 against males. Will not pursue anyone of 10 or 2 or below. I'm at 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
You could have added that in for another
14,
6.
15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27.
Is he sandbagging?
He could have thrown the sidekick in for another 6.
Oh. 27 is what I'm at. And you know what? Brad, how many points do you have?
Well, really?
Might as well. I've got to use this power.
9 plus 4 is 13. Plus 6 is 19. Plus 2 is 21. Plus 2 is 23. Plus 3 is 26 plus 3 is 29 plus 5 is 34.
Man, how about them royals?
Ask for help.
We are bonding by talking about sports, Brad. When it's your turn and you are in combat, you may demand help from any rival, and they must help you without reward. Discard 3 cards to use this power.
Okay. I'm an elf.
Well, fair enough.
Do you have a wandering monster?
Nope.
No. I literally used everything.
But I want all the treasures.
I don't think
it's fine.
You don't. You can't.
Oh.
Dun 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 dun.
Wow.
Successful
okay.
combat.
Successful
contrived
combat.
Escape. Play after any successful combat. The foes got away. The winners of the combat still get the treasure, but they earn no levels.
What? Fudge you, Brian. Right in your behinder.
So you get 4 treasures.
No, Brad gets 4 treasures.
You did agree to it, didn't
I
you?
I did. Fudge you,
they
Brian.
Are face up.
Okay. In the beehole.
Molybdenum skateboard prehensile pigtails. Oh, I like that. Cape Town and Comics code violation, plus four to other side.
Did you discard your power to use it? Or?
Wow. I had to get rid of the card to do it.
Did you?
I think so.
Where did it say that? Discard three cards to use this power.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll keep it.
Yeah.
Play after an exception.
Worth it.
Sweet. Right.
Any successful combat. Man.
Even if I don't win.
Son of a bee.
Other side.
Son of a bee.
Yes.
All right, that was.
Oh, that was nicer than. That was just as good as piling on.
I liked that.
On Brian, kick right. Down the door.
I suppose it is your turn.
Level 6 hobgoblin.
God dang it!
Oh, come on.
Better costume than yours. Plus 10.
Okay, so 16. 9, 10, 11, 15, 16, 17.
By doing
18,
that, Brian,
19, 21.
You let evil win.
Well, I didn't let you win.
I'm beating him by 5?
You're beating him by 5? Oh, come on. Because that is a comics code violation. Plus 4, you're beating him by 1. Come on.
I've got no cards left.
Nope.
Come on, don't, you guys.
I don't have anything.
Oh, you've got something.
No.
You have something.
Nope. I really don't.
Come on.
I will use this to give a plus 6.
What? There we go.
Which he could have used against Brian.
Yeah.
Well, because I was saving it for you.
Uh-huh. 10 plus, so 26. Is that?
Yes.
So I'm down by 5? Yeah. 9, 10, 11, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21 to its 26. Yeah, I have to run away.
All right.
What's bad stuff?
Next time you attempt to run away, you automatically fail?
Yeah. Gross.
He runs away. Oh. It's all down to Brad now.
All right. Kicking down a door.
Level 1 thugs.
Nope. Level 12. The big boss.
He's got it.
Summons help starting with the player on your right. Each player in turn has the option to play one monster to help the big boss. Stop when a monster is played. Rob.
Yep.
Nope.
Steven?
I've got no cards left.
Guess Ryan. I better. I was hoping to save it to my turn. Slackerman.
So we're 20.
You've
on
got the level 1
is contagious.
Thugs.
Roll a die on a 1, 2, or 3. You sit down to watch TV and your turn ends immediately. The next player faces Slackerman and rolls the same way. Oh, Jesus.
Yep.
This would be idiotic. A 3. Yeah.
Your turn ends immediately. He has infected you with Slack.
Oh, wow.
So and I just fake Slackerman.
Yes, right. But you have to roll again.
Okay.
So big boss goes away. God. Oh.
4.
No. Yes. So I fight Slacker Man.
What, is it a 4 as a runaway?
1, 2, or 3, he's slacking.
Oh, okay. All right.
I got one card in hand, being a spider friend. Oh. So there's 2, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 22... Not odd. 23, 24, 25.
I have nothing I can do. Sorry. Looks like he wins after
no
all.
Cards.
The least satisfying ending to this
I
game.
I don't think so.
Possible.
That was great.
3, 2, 1.
Hold on.
I am going to go sit down and watch TV.
What do you have?
Nope, this only works for me.
Good call.
You discard your whole hand. You don't even have a hand anyways.
Well, I could put these things back into my hand.
No, you can't.
Nope.
I can. But yeah, it only works for me.
Yeah.
So congratulations,
again,
Brian.
I did not win by life model decoy for once, but...
Chicanery and shenanigans.
This apparently is my game.
Oh.
So do you guys
of all the games to have as your game?
So yeah. Okay,
this was the monster in my hand. Level one bucket man.
All right. So the big question is, I mean, we've played Super Munchkin before. This is actually the first time that we've added the narrow escape in. Does the Marvel add anything to this?
Munchkin certainly added a lot to the Marvel.
It adds life model decoy.
Well, you got that, Brian.
I mean, here's the thing.
I really don't like Life Model Decoy.
It is a bit overpowered, which is perfect for Munchkins. What were you going to say, Brad?
Oh, I kind of want to see what the other expansions are like.
Yeah.
But I don't want to play just straight Marvel Munchkin again.
Well, there were a lot more go-screw-yourself cards when we add this in. I mean, Brian would have won that first time around.
Yeah, that was
Hell, I used one early on just to give myself an extra treasure.
Yeah, so...
Game was way more fun with Super Munchkin.
Yeah, yes. I agree. And then, as you said earlier, Brad, about the whole ridiculousness of having the Marvel cards in with a pun set of cards, I think makes it rather interesting, but... Man, I had a lot of fun playing this today with you guys. Thanks for doing that. That was
this was a good game.
That was a lot of fun. I mean, it was a lot of twists and turns right up there till the end when Brian screwed us all over.
Another blank.
Hey, the added level of humor is huge.
Yes, I agree.
Like, that's probably the biggest draw for Munchkin is that it's hilarious 90% of the time. So the Marvel stuff just doesn't have that same...
Yeah, which is a shame because this really should, by all accounts, for everybody that is like, oh, Marvel's the best, this should have been a great, fantastic game by itself. And it's fun by itself, but it's not...
Munchkin.
It's more cooperative play. You're right. It's not Munchkin is what the problem is. It's a fun cooperative game, but other than that, that is it.
Finding all the allies in the bottom half of the friggin' deck.
But as Brad said, we have two other expansions coming out in the summer and fall, Marvel Munchkin 2 and 3. We will definitely be checking those out. And until then, remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.